Me and Joey. This is Jav Parrish. Back in the 1980s, as a young activist in Houston, I pretty much knew every other peace and social justice activist in town because, well, in a city of 4 million people, there weren't all that many of us. And it was a hostile environment, so to speak, so we had to stick together. Even though I agreed with them on virtually nothing, I had a particularly peculiar relationship with the handful of activists in the local outpost of the Revolutionary Communist Party. Some of them were actually nice people, though they were all hopelessly misinformed. I happen to know this because I spoke Mandarin Chinese, I had a graduate degree specializing in China under Mao, and I knew a heck of a lot more about the life and crimes of their hero and political inspiration than they did. They'd spout some half-baked dogma mistranslated from a taken-out-of-context quote by the great helmsman. I'd give them the original Chinese, the proper context, and the crimes against humanity that resulted, and they'd try to recruit me. In a strange sort of way, it was great sport. So that's how I came to know an obnoxious young transplanted New Yorker named Joey Johnson. Joey was best known in Houston activist circles as the guy who'd show up at every demonstration with a bloody, severed pig's head, tendrils still trailing along, that he'd drag along on a leash and collar while shouting anti-imperialist slogans. The pig, of course, was the United States. History does not record how many onlookers were moved to revolutionary action as a result, but it didn't impress very many of Joey's fellow activists. Acute embarrassment was more like it. Well, in 1987, I moved on to political organizing in Washington, D.C. And 2 years later, in March 1989, I got a call asking if I'd be willing to host an old friend for a few days. Well, sure, why not? So who should show up for a few days but Joey and two New York buddies? And, well, they trashed our place, they destroyed our microwave, trashed the kitchen, they were loud at any hour, obnoxious, and so on. My inhumanly tolerant wife banned them from ever coming back. Oh well, lesson learned. Except that Joey's trip to D.C. turned out to be rather important. Among many other things, it was why the U.S. Senate this week was wasting its time and insulting the intelligence of any American with more than 3 brain cells. Joey, you see, given name Gregory Lee Johnson, had also burned a flag in the 1984 Republican National Convention in Dallas. So Joey was in D.C. to hear famed attorney William Kunstler argue his case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And that became Texas v. Johnson, the case that legalized flag burning in America. Legally, even though it was a narrow and instantly controversial decision, Texas v. Johnson is something of a no-brainer. There was already ample Supreme Court precedent for protecting non-speech communication under the First Amendment. The only real question was whether Joey's act hurt anybody. And it didn't, of course. It just irritated people. Irritating people, however, is not and should not be a crime. If it were, our current president would be serving several million consecutive life terms. But tell that to this week's Republican demagogues who want to amend the U.S. Constitution because of the prospect of an occasional Joey Johnson irritating them. Heaven forbid. After the decision, Joey became an instant and enduring icon among that small subsection of anti-imperialist activists who think flag burning is both cool and politically effective. Life can take strange turns. Wonder if he still has the pig's head. Maybe we need another amendment. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.